it was another devastating day for Philadelphia's Jewish community. Not even 48 hours after vandals toppled hundreds of gravestones at the Mount Carmel Cemetery in northeast Philadelphia, a wave of bomb threats hit Jewish community centers across the region. For many, it was a day to literally pick up the pieces as uncertainty loomed. WHYY's Avi Wolfman Aaron has more from Mount Carmel Jewish Cemetery.
As a news helicopter circled overhead, Mark Levin wove through the tombstones of Mount Carmel Monday afternoon. Like so many canvassing the cemetery, he was looking for a family gravestone. In his case, that of his parents.
It's right around here somewhere.
They came in somber succession, each praying they would find stones still upright and intact. Levin's mother and father both served in World War II. He'd hoped the vandals would see the military insignia on the graves and spare them. They didn't.
God, I was coming here just hoping to...
As his unfinished thoughts drifted into the breeze, Levin looked down at a double headstone lying flat against the earth.
What can you say? Just ignorant people. Very ignorant people that do things like that.
An administrator with the cemetery counted 150 damaged headstones as of midday Monday. As families assessed the damage, reports rolled in that three Jewish community centers and a school in the Philadelphia region were evacuated due to bomb threats. All of that was top of mind Monday afternoon as a group of faith leaders gathered in Germantown to condemn the acts. Among them was Bill Worley of the United Church of Christ.
It will not, that expression of hate, make America great, but the compassion, the unity, and the community that stands on this stage will.
Police have not yet announced suspects in either the bomb threat or graveyard incidents. There is a $13,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the Mount Carmel perpetrators. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arrett, WHYY News.